Yo, what's up? Welcome back to my podcast, Rose Knows, because I know stuff about some things, but not a lot, because I'm stupid. Okay. Does it still record if I go? Ooh, it does. Okay. So today I'm going to be answering some questions that I found on TikTok. Okay. Who was there for you when you were at your lowest? And are they still there now? Now, I don't have an answer to this one because I don't really know when I've been at my lowest. Maybe I'm always at my lowest. I honestly do not know. What important lesson did a family member teach you? I don't remember. You have 5 minutes left to live. What are you going to do during your last minutes alive? I would text my best friend and I would tell her that everything's gonna be okay and try not to go under and don't cry so much when I'm gone. Which parent are you closer to and why? My mom, because she's honestly the only one that's ever been in my life because I have no clue where my dad is. Who's a person in your life that you would do anything for? But you know they wouldn't do the same for you. I don't know. What's your proudest accomplishment? I really haven't done much with my life, but I know my family was so proud of me when I got the solo for 5th grade's graduation and when I was in my first play. If your life was a book, what would the chapter you're on right now be called? Trying not to go under. What's a sentence after it was said to you changed your life forever? I don't know. If you were a color, which one would it be and why? I really like yellow, but I don't think I'm happy enough to be yellow. You get me? Would your 5-year-old self be proud of the person you are today? I don't know because I don't remember anything from when I was 1 to 12. No, 13. And I'm 14 now, so. What's one place that no matter how your life is going, you always feel safe, happy, and calm there? I never feel safe. Anything could happen to me at any moment, and it's honestly very scary. But the place that I feel most calm is my roof, because I'll just listen to music, read books, and, you know, it's outside, so. What song title best describes how your life is going right now? I'm not sure. Would you sacrifice everything for a friend, and would they do the same for you? If it was my best friend, yes. If it was anybody else, no. And I feel like she would do the same for me. What's something that you wish more people knew about you? I don't know. I know a bit of Russian. I'm trying to learn Russian. If you could ask a single person one question and they had to answer truthfully, who would it be? Who and what would it be? I'm not sure. If everything that ever happened in your life was made into a movie, would you enjoy watching it? Nope. Because it would be the most sad movie. Not the most sad movie ever, but it'd be just really boring and sad, you know? Do you trust anyone with your life? If so, who? I trust Kylie, my best friend, with my life. Because she's been there for me a lot, and I've been there for her a lot. What did you want to be when you were younger? Do you still want to be that now? I wanted to be a surgeon and a nurse, and no, I don't want to be those now. I want to be either an astrophysicist or a police officer. What obstacles are you currently trying to overcome? I'm not sure. What is something that you are certain you'll never experience? Traveling the world. What is your greatest fear? Water. Not like the drink, you know, I'll drink water. Whenever I tell people that, they're like, oh, so you're afraid of drinking water. No. I'm really afraid of water. I've never learned how to swim, and I've almost drowned 5 times. And I have current nightmares about drowning. So, yeah. What do you want your final words to be, and why that? If I were to die now, I would want my final words to be, what I said about Kylie, what I'd tell Kylie in that paragraph. But if I were to die later in life, and my last words, yeah. If I had a loving fa- You know, that question goes a bunch of ways because you never know when you're gonna end up in life. And a lot of people have very funny answers to it, but you know, those aren't gonna be your last words. Those are at most your high school yearbook quotes. What's something you could do forever and never get bored of? Watching nature. No, not like a forest, like watching like people in parks and like nighttime and stuff. What's the most unforgivable thing that someone has ever done to you, and who did it? I don't remember. Is home for you a place or a feeling? A place. And where or who is your home? My town, bro. What's keeping you alive at the moment? Cobra Kai, The Outsiders, The 80s, my Roblox friends, and wanting to be there for Kylie when she gets out of the mental hospital. What fictional character do you relate to the most and why? Ponyboy Curtis, because I love reading books. I don't get good grades anymore, but I don't use my head, and I love watching sunsets. What is your biggest regret? I'm not sure. Are you the same person that you were before the pandemic? If not, do you like the person who you are now? Yes and no, because I'll always be the same person inside, but on the outside, I'll always change, you know? Whenever somebody gets inside of, whenever I get out of my shell and people get to know the real me, then they'll know that I never change, you know? If you could go back in time and never meet the person that hurt you the most, would you do it? And why or why not? I don't know who's hurt me the most. What's something that overwhelms you? I'm not sure. What's something that you used to love unconditionally that now you have slowly grown to hate slash dislike? Nothing, really. Have you ever lost someone that you love or cared about? If so, do you remember your last interaction with them? I don't remember. In the end, how do you want to be remembered? I think it would be better if I wasn't remembered, but you know, if I do actually make a better podcast than I do now, I guess I should be remembered for that. What do you consider a wasted life? Never trying to find love. What event would you rather die than live through it? Not sure. What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
I can't remember. What lie do you tell the most to those around you?
That I'm okay. I mean, I'm not really, but, you know, I don't mean to sound like one of those people who are like, broken, ooh, I'm not okay, fake depression, but, yeah.
What do you miss most about being a kid?
Holidays. They were much more fun.
What moment or event that happened during your childhood shaped you to who you are now?
I don't remember.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
How old am I?
15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Going to college to become a police officer. What's the hardest part about losing someone you love? Like actually like losing them, like dying, or just, you know, like never seeing them again? Because
I guess if they died, that you would never get to see them again, but if you, like, never get to see them, oops. Yeah, just, don't listen to what I said.
If you had a chance to leave this earth without hurting anyone, would you do it? Why or why not?
No. Because I don't think Mars is gonna be a very good place to live.
How necessary is school in order to have a successful life? Can you do big things in life without it?
Yes, you can, because if you look at Mark Zuckerberg and the guy who founded Amazon, like,
did the guy who founded Amazon go to school?
I don't know, but look at Mark Zuckerberg.
Do you want to be exactly like your parents or the complete opposite? Why or why not?
I want to be the complete opposite. Not to diss my parents, but like, I want to have a loving husband. I want to have a good life. I don't want to be stuck in a crap house. I don't want to be, stuck without a man. So,
what's a scent slash smell that every time you're near it brings back old memories?
I don't really know what the exact scent is, but every time I smell it, it brings me back to 4th grade on the swing set during recess. And it's a really nostalgic smell because recess was my favorite part of the school day because in 4th grade I used to get bullied.
What would you regret not doing, being, or having in your life What would you regret not doing, being, or having in your life the most in the end?
I'm just gonna skip that one. I don't know.
Who do you owe a big apology to and why?
I don't know.
If you had the chance to restart your life and start over completely, would you do it and why?
No, I wouldn't. Because even though right now I'm not doing so great, there's a lot of people in my life that I'm happy that they're there.
What's worse, knowing that you hurt the person you love the most or the person you love the most hurting you?
The person you love the most hurting you.
Well,
no. No, no. Knowing you hurt the person you love the most, actually, yeah. What's something that you wish you could honestly tell your parents and have them understand?
I don't know.
What date slash day will you always remember for the rest of your life?
Not sure.
What's something in nature slash outside that every time you see it, you can't help but smile?
Don't know.
Who promised to stay and always be there for you but ended up leaving you anyways?
I don't know.
What's your idea of the perfect date? Going to the park at night, having a picnic, stargazing at the stars when it's lightly raining.
Because I would love that.
Who did you waste the biggest amount of your time on trying to make them change?
Nobody, really?
Honestly. Did I just say honestly? Honest? Oh my god, I can't speak honestly. How are you doing? Are you okay? If I get into that, I'll get deep into that, and I don't want to let y'all sit through that.
Who even listens to my podcast anyways?
Why won't you talk about it? Okay. What's something that you took for granted that you wish you still had now?
I don't know.
What's your favorite season and why?
I like fall because it's not too hot, not too cold, and you can get pumpkin spice lattes and UGG boots.
What bad mistake did you learn from the hard way that you now hope people avoid making themselves?
I don't remember.
What makes you feel loved?
Talking with me on the phone for hours.
If you could escape to anywhere just for a day, where would you go?
I would go to New York because it's really nice there. Like, it's not nice, like, you know, pollution and stuff, but, you know.
Who's someone that you used to trust but definitely don't anymore?
I don't know.
Do you think it's possible to live a normal life without telling a single lie?
Yes, but I can't do that.
How replaceable do you think you are?
If you don't get to know me, very. If you do get to know me, maybe replaceable.
What would the perfect you be like?
Not sure.
What was your greatest struggle that you have now been able to overcome?
I don't know.
If you had the chance to erase a mistake that you made in your past, would you? If so, what would it be?
I don't remember any of my mistakes.
How do you think people see you?
The weird girl with a weird haircut and the stupid girl.
Are you holding on to something that you know you need to let go? If so, what slash who is it, and why haven't you let go yet?
I don't know.
Who was slash is your favorite teacher in school, and why?
7th grade math teacher. He was so cool. He liked Zelda. He liked anime, but I don't really like anime. But that's been out back when I was a fake anime fan, so yeah.
Anyways, oh. 20 minutes. That's not bad. So this was kind of a depressing episode. I just kind of sat there for like 20 minutes going, nobody loves me. Life is sad. Depressing stuff. Ooh, I need a therapist. Ooh. Like, I don't need to bombard y'all with my problems, bro. Oh my god. Anyways, that'll do it for this episode of Rose Knows. Because I didn't really know a whole bunch of stuff about these questions in this episode, but, you know, I got some answers, so. Peace.